listener-supported independent music radio, WNRN. I'm Desiree Moses, coming to you live from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond with an audience of WNRN members. We are so thrilled to be joined by DK Harrell. DK, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Give him a hand. The new album is Talkin' Heavy. We've enjoyed spinning it here on WNRN. We're going to chat all about it, but first you're going to kick things off with a song. What would you like to play for us?
I believe I'll play something off my very first record called The Right Man, and we'll be doing the title track for you all. So thank you.
live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. The Right Man, the title track to his album that came out in 2023. DK, before we go any further, would you mind introducing your band for us?
Oh, I don't mind at all. These knuckleheads, these mischievous gentlemen who are older than me. On keys, Mr. Orlando Henry from Monroe, Louisiana. To my far left in the shadows like Batman on drums, give it up for Ruffin Jackson from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. In the back, looking real slick and cool on bass, Andrew Fingers Moss on bass from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. On saxophone, Darren DJ Jones from Baton Rouge, Louisiana as well. And because he plays so beautifully, and he's so out of this world, I call him the alien of the group. Give it up for Jumpin' John Dupre on trumpet from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And there's one more member of the band. I made a promise to my mother years ago before my career started. I said, every guitar that I own when my career starts, I will name after you, so I can always have a piece of you with me in this world wherever I am. So give it up for my guitar, Crystal, named after my mother. And of course, my name is DK Harrell.
All right, DK, we're gonna take it back a little bit and give the audience some insight into your backstory. So like so many before you, you were first inspired by B.B. King. And I wanna start things off by asking you, what was it about the blues that first drew you in?
Well, my grandfather, C.H. Jackson, who's sadly no longer with us today, he exposed me to a lot of blues music. I mean, everything from B.B. King to John Lee Hooker to Elmore James, even as far back as old gospel, like the Five Blind Boys in Mississippi, Five Blind Boys in Alabama. So music was just always around me when I was a kid. And I'll tell you a true but funny story. When I got to the age where I, you know, a child should start at least saying mama, daddy, bottle, I didn't have nothing to say. My mother's twin sister thought I was gonna end up being a mute because I wouldn't say anything. Until one day my grandfather gave my mother a CD, Deuces Wild, which was a B.B. King record that was a collaboration record. It had, you know, Tracy Chapman, Eric Clapton, you name them, they were on there. And so he said, if you put this CD on for him while you guys are on the interstate headed to the mall, he'll be good. And my mother looked at him like this and said, daddy, the boy don't talk. So what you mean he'll be good? He said, just put it on, just put it on. So as we're in the car, I'm in my car seat, she puts on the CD and The Thriller's Gone comes on, true story. And she heard a little voice singing The Thriller's Gone in the background. She thought her CD player was going out of whack because they were fairly new then. So she turned it down about halfway and she looked over her shoulder and there I was in my car seat going, Thriller's gone, Thriller's gone. And she almost wrecked the car because she was so happy that I was finally talking. But the way my mother ends the story is that she almost wrecked the car and now I talk so much she can't get me to shut up. So that's how long the blues has been with me.
So to follow that, what age were you when you got your first guitar?
Oh man, I got my first guitar at the age of about 12 or 13. So I've been playing a little over 10 years, but I'll be honest with the audience and with you, Ms. Desiree, that I stunk badly for a long time. I was not no child prodigy. Oh, he picked it up and he learned to write. No, I was out of tune for like 5 years. I knew that a guitar had to be in tune, but I wanted to be one of those, you know, independent cats where you learn how to tune it by ear. I don't have perfect pitch. I couldn't do it. So for about 5 years, I was out of tune, but I never played publicly. So there's no footage where people go, oh, he sounds horrible. This is great, you know. So I had to learn the hard way. I was being a stubborn teenager.
So let's fast forward to 2022. You won the B.B. King of the Blues Award for preserving traditional blues heritage. What did that mean to you?
It meant a lot to me. I actually remember being backstage when the Just Blues Foundation presented me with the award, and I cried a little bit. A lot of people don't know this. At the time in 2022, from March of 2022 to January 2023, I was homeless. So my mother spent money on a tuxedo for me. I was living out of my car. The car was up for repossession, so I was ducking and dodging the tow people. I felt like Smokey and the Bandit. But being at that ceremony really opened my eyes to that, you know, if you have a passion for something and you love doing it and you get, you know, accolades and rewarded for it and you're able to continue doing it, then maybe it is what you're meant to do. Now, the way I lost my job and became homeless is because I have a nerve issue in the back of my neck. To this day, these four fingers are pins and needles. They've been pins and needles for 3 years now, started February 28, 2022. I don't really have any pain. People always ask me, well, how do you play guitar? Well, if you see me looking down as I'm playing, it's because I don't want to miss any notes because of the pins and needles. But what they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So I think I'm doing all right now. I'll always be all right. Yeah.
DK Harrell live on WNRN from In Your Ears Studios in Richmond. We'd love it if you play another one for us.
I don't mind. I'll give you something off the new record.
That'd be great.
Now, I always set this one up because I see there's a few ladies in here. It's not a bad song. I don't talk bad about you, I promise. But the men may get jealous because if the men are not doing what's in this song, Orlando is single. Because he does all these things in this song, and I'm newly single as well. So, yeah. One, two, three.
What Real Men Do, GK Harrell, treating us to a taste of his new record, Talkin' Heavy. Now, you released this one on Alligator Records. What would you like to tell us about this album? Where did you record it? How did you get hooked up with this label?
Well, I had somewhat known Bruce Iglar, who's the president of the label, for a good while. Back in 2022, we had met each other a little bit. But sadly, at the time, his wife had took ill. And I told him, I said, let's hold off on doing any business and focus on your wife, you know. And sadly, not to air out the man's business like this, but sadly, his wife did succumb to her illness at the time. So she did pass on, which I felt very bad about. But when he came back around 2024, he said, hey, I wanna make this record. Let's do it. Your first one did well. Let's try. And I said, okay. And it was a dream come true. And I recorded this record the same place I recorded my first record. My first record and the second one were recorded at Greaseland Studios. Now, it's not some fancy big studio like this. It's inside a very talented multi-instrumentalist and award winner, Kid Anderson, who is a Norwegian blues artist. His home in California is his studio. And I'm serious, there's amplifiers in the bathroom. So when I say his home is the studio, it's not just, oh, one room. No, every room has some type of instrumentation in it. And the sounds that he gets out of that studio is not only fresh, but it's nostalgic as well. He does the recording very old school, where all the instruments are in one room, and you just play. And he catches everything. He gets all the noise in the back out the way. I mean, it's really a beautiful experience. Andrew and John were actually on this record. And when Andrew walked in, he was like, what is this? And I was like, welcome to Greaseland Studios. You know, it's cats walking around on pianos and stuff. But it's a beautiful experience. And it's very home feeling. You know, you don't feel like a stranger in this house. And he doesn't make you feel like a stranger. So Greaseland Studios is where I recorded that record. And the process was very beautiful.
Awesome. Now, I'm going to read a quote from you that I really like. You've said, the past gives a blueprint that you can add yourself to. I keep progressing by keeping all the genres in the mold, keep exposing my music to younger folks wherever I go. I'm hell-bent on crossing the blues over to a new generation of fans. So what I want to ask you is, how do you evolve and move the genre forward while still maintaining and honoring tradition?
Well, the way that I do is by keeping the lyrics in my songs different and fresh. You know, when people think of blues nowadays, they think of sad songs, and it's the stereotypical woman done left me feel so bad, woman done left me feel so bad, you know, that. And I don't want my blues to sound like that. I want my blues to sound interesting and make people go, what did he just say? What real men supposed to do, you know? You know, and, you know, some men do get offended. And they go, I'm a good husband. And the wife is going, he pays the bills and that's about it. I try to get him to pick up his clothes, you know. I just try to, you know, I like to talk about things in a sense in my songs that people say every day, but we overlook it. I mean, I'm sure some of the men and women here have friends on Facebook who, oh, all men are the same. Oh, I can't find no good woman. You know, you see it all the time, but nobody really sings a song about being good to that person or what they'll do to change their mind. So I just try to keep it fresh and nostalgic at the same time. It's very interesting. Sometimes I don't even know what to call my blues. So, because I just talk about everyday things.
DK Harrell live on WNRN from In Your Ears Studios in Richmond. The new record is Talkin' Heavy. We'd love it if you take us out with one more.
Oh, yes. I always try to encourage people, and I really mean this. Always be good to yourselves. Be good to others. And remember that life is indeed short. And we really do not know what's on the other side when our time comes. So I'm gonna leave you with a song that was inspired by my grandfather, who gave me a lot of life lessons. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate your time, thank you. Thank you. When I was a kid, Grandpa put me on his knee. Said, I know your father's gone, but still you've got me. I've got some advice, if you're ready to listen. These are a few of life's lessons. Lesson number one, be true to yourself. Lesson number two, be kind to everyone else. Always choose love in the face of transgressions. These are a few of life's lessons. You see, one day you're up, next day you might be down, but every night ends with the sunrise, sure as this world keeps spinning round. So cruel, it'll drive any man or woman insane, but you'll never, never see that sunshine till you make it, make it through that rain. Oh, when you're feeling weak, just keep moving forward. Cause every moment that you're given on this earth, you should adore it. And what seems like a curse just might turn out to be a blessing. These are a few of life's lessons. Mr. Darren Jones, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Ms. Desiree.
DK Harrell live on WNRN and In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. The new album is Talkin' Heavy. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you for having us. This has been a very beautiful experience. Thank you.
Thanks to the crew at In Your Ear Studios in Richmond, Carlos, Andrea, Billy, Tom. Thanks to my WNRN colleagues who are here. Thanks to the WNRN members and underwriters whose support makes sessions like this possible. For WNRN, I'm Desiree Moses.
Thank you so much.